1-0. Grounded sharply inside the bag at third down the left field line. Bringing in a runner from third, Torones. Here's Long. She'll score. And Dart will hightail it on to second. She'll have a double and knocking in two. It's a 3-0 lead for Garden City. The hands in the glove, the 1-2. And a swing and a drive into right field. And a land in front of Cabral. Throw it back in, but a runner will score from second as Cecil drives in a run and blooping the ball to right field. An RBI and dodge on the board. They trail 3-1. The 2-2 here comes. Line in the right field and out of the reach of Nelson and rolls behind her. Will clear the bases with Kurtmillen. Cabral comes in, moving to third, Crawford, and she's there safely. And Tiebin's pitch, 3-1, and looped off the bat, and into right field, it'll fall, bringing in a run from third. Dart as Farmer will stay pat at third. The RBI single from Shea Kurtmill. 3, the pitch, and solid smash up the middle, and into center field, a hit, bringing a run from third in Farmer. Kurtmill holds at third, and a good throw from Steckline, but an RBI single, Casey Finch, 2-out run for the Lady Buffs, up 4-0. First pitch swinging, and Tiebin lines it into right field and out of the reach of Cabral as she'll try to retrieve in the corner. Turning second, Tiebin on her way to third and gets there. What a triple. The 2-2 line into center field, and they're on a board for Dodge City with a RBI single from Escobar and bringing in Tiebin. It's a 6-1 game. The next pitch grounded towards the second baseman, and a tag of the runner going by. Thrown a first double play. Smart move by Alyssa Long. Tagging out Steckline on the first. Cecil hits it to the game-ending double play.